Once you understand this whole scheme of the world, all ignorance lapses. After knowing this, of course, it has to be in our action, in our activities, it has to be filled in our very substance of the being. But this is all the meaning of yajna. That is why Sri Krishna says that even now you do not know the whole scheme. So I am only telling you that whatever action you are doing, you offer. In your offering, it will burn away. It will go to the enjoyer, he will eat it away. But as soon as he eats away, he again gives back. It will come back again to you. In the Purusha Bhava, take Purusha Bhava, you will enjoy, provided you become one with Purusha. If you take the part of Prakriti, you offer. This is your enjoyment. The greatest happiness of Prakriti is when it offers what Purusha wanted. Prakriti is nothing but a kind of a factory in which what Purusha wants is produced. And having produced, it is given to Purusha, and Purusha enjoys it. Having enjoyed it, he again gives back to Prakriti and says, I want this. Then again it is produced by Prakriti. Prakriti, his very function is executing, produce results, manufacturing, giving shape, executing the thing. The Purusha simply says, I want 50 rupees. The Prakriti works out everything, so 50 rupees are produced and they are absolutely offered fully to Purusha. Prakriti gives nothing with her. That is her greatest enjoyment. To belong to Purusha, to belong to Purushottama entirely and fully with all the results produced and offered to the Divine. That is the greatest happiness of Prakriti. So enjoy that. Be Prakriti as far as your action is concerned and be like Purusha as far as your will is concerned. Then there is no problem. That is real Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga is nothing but to do an action in the real way. As it is really being done in the world, you collaborate, you realize this is the right method of action. Since you do not know the whole story, says at present at least you take this bhava, you do for yajna. Yajna artham karma. So every action you take as karma, as yajna. And if you do this, you are a karma yogi. Ultimately you will even see that your action does not even belong to you. That is in the fourth chapter when you will know the whole thing. By doing yajna, you will come to know the whole secret, that the whole world is nothing but a play of Purusha and Prakriti. Having known it, you will be one with the Supreme Lord on one side, you will become one with Prakriti on the other side. So where is you? You are only a kind of an additional element who is allowed to play. Such is your real position, and therefore you come into divyam karma. You really now do the divine action. Because now there is no moha, there is no robbing, there is no stena, you are no more a robber. You are all the time nothing but engaged in this kind of a cycle. And you are at both the places. That is your special privilege. That you are at both the places. You can be Purusha, you can be Prakriti at the same time. So what is Jiva? Jiva is Purusha Prakriti at the same time. We, the individual, is at once Purusha Prakriti. We are not only Purusha, we are both at once Purusha Prakriti. So that you can be both active in action, you are a Prakriti. In willing, you are Purusha. If you attain to this, you are a Karma Yogi. And therefore nothing will happen to you except what Divine wills.